AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley in Washington, where we're waiting for Pope Francis to arrive tomorrow afternoon. Today, he's in Cuba. He celebrated Mass in Havana, taking a jab at the communist system during the homily. Our Michael Weisenstein is in Havana.
It was notable for a couple of points that people, at least in the crowd, were interpreting as particularly relevant to Cuba. One where he told people to focus on service to each other instead of ideology, which is obviously a very charged topic in a country that's been remade by communist ideology over the last 50, 60 years.
Francis also met with the Castro brothers, Raul and Fidel, discussing the major issues facing the world, according to the Vatican. If you couldn't stay up late last night to watch the Emmys, the big winner was HBO. It had the best drama series, Game of Thrones. Producers David Benioff and D.B. Weiss.
Just thanks again, HBO, for believing in dragons. Thank you.
And thank you all for watching.
And best comedy, Veep, is on HBO as well. And after 7 nominations, Jon Hamm finally won a Best Actor award for Mad Men. The Emmys were on Fox last night. Secretary of State John Kerry says the U.S. will be taking in an increasing number of refugees over the next 2 years as a crisis plays out overseas. Immigrants running from the chaos of Iraq, Syria, and other nations are trying to get to the safety of Europe. Retired neurosurgeon and Republican presidential candidate Ben Carson says Islam is inconsistent with the Constitution.
I would not advocate that we put a Muslim in charge of this nation. I absolutely would not agree with that.
Carson's comments on Meet the Press brought a quick rebuke from the head of the Democratic National Committee. This is AP Radio News. The Senate is about to debate abortion, just as the Pope is about to visit Washington. Here's our Jerry Bolander.
The Senate is set to debate a House-passed bill that would restrict abortions after a woman is 20 weeks pregnant. A procedural vote is set for tomorrow, and it's unlikely the measure will get the 60 votes needed to advance. It comes after the House voted to block government funding of Planned Parenthood for a year. Dozens of conservatives say they won't support a bill that funds the government after the end of this month, if it includes the money for the organization. The House vote was meant to placate them and avoid a government shutdown fight that GOP leaders admit they would lose. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
Apple says it's removed some apps from its App Store after they were found to contain malicious software. Apple's blaming the breach on the use by some developers of a fake version of a software tool that was posted on Chinese websites. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Say big now during Menards Super Savings Sale. Brighten your home with a 3-panel LED light bulb, now just $1.99. Stay warm with a hardwood firewood bundle, only $3.99. Stock up with Clorox All-Purpose Cleaner, just $2.99. A 16-pack of Zest Bar Soap is only $7.99. Hurry, these great deals won't last long. Sign up for Menards emails to get the weekly flyer plus exclusive daily flash sales right to your inbox.
Save big money at Menards.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.